Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph 13a, and we are on the very top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Today we are going to discuss the Isser of washing yourself on a public fast day on a Tainus Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Amar Rafa Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, pay attention to this line, because this is the line we're going to base the rest of the Amud on. So Rafa Bar Papa says the name of Rav Chista, Kol Shehu Mishum Evel, anytime we have a fast, when one is forbidden to wash themselves because of mourning, Kikon Tisha B'Av Ve'Avel, like in a situation of Tisha B'Av, where we're mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, or an Avel, where someone is actually just lost a relative. So Aser Bein B'Cham Bein Mitzonin, you are not allowed to wash yourself, whether it is hot water, cold water, you're not allowed to wash yourself with anything when it's Mishum Avelos. Kol Shehu Mishum Tanug, but any time that you're not allowed to wash yourself because of pleasure, meaning it's just a Tainus Tzibur situation, Kikon Tainus Tzibur, where we're just trying to stay away from extra pleasure, B'Cham and Aser, with hot water, it's going to be Aser Bitzonin Mutter. And with tzonein, it's going to be mutter. Nowadays, we paskin that you would be allowed to go shower even with hot water on a public fast day, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that a Baal Met Nefesh is going to be machmir on himself and not do so. But the Gemara tells us that there's a difference if you're not washing yourself because of avelus or because of tanuk. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehudi Bar Rava, Nafa Na Nami Tanina, we also learned this in a Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, V'noal inesem erchatzos. Our Mishnah tells us that not only that, but they lock the bathhouses on these public fast days. So comes the Gemara and says, what we see from here is that you're not allowed to do any sort of bathing with hot water, because the bathhouses were reserved for the hot water, and from the fact that they lock the bathhouses, that shows that bathing with hot water is not going to be allowed on these public fast days. But so comes the Gemara and says, that's not a good proof, because I'm really a baye. Are you trying to tell me that if the Mishnah would have in fact held that bathing in cold water is going to be a problem, they would have told you to go and stop up all the rivers? That would be ridiculous. Of course not. That's not going to be an option. So just because it's telling us to lock the bathhouses doesn't tell me anything that it's only specifically for hot water, because there's no other way that you can block anyone out of doing anything for cold water. So it's not a proof at all. So I'm Rav Sheisha Brady Ravidi. Abba Hachi Kashila. This is really what my father was trying to say within the Mishnah. Michli, let us see. Tanan Aser Baruchitza. Our Mishnah said that it's Aser to wash yourself on this public fast day. Noalina Samar Chartzao. So therefore, the Mishnah, when it says that you're going to lock the bathhouses, so lamali, why is this talk to me? Alav Shmamina Bachamin Aser Batsonin Mutter. It seems to tell us that the reason why it says and adds on this phrase that the bathhouses are going to be Aser, or going to be locked, is because it's Aser to wash yourself with hot water, but with cold water, then it's going to be okay. Now, says the Gemara, Lema Messiah, let us bring a proof for that shita of Rav Chista. Again, Rav Chista is the one who said that anytime it's because of Avelus, then it's going to be fully Aser, and anytime it's Mishum Tanug, then it's just because of extra pleasure, then you're not going to be allowed to wash yourself with hot water, but with cold water, it's going to be okay. So says the Gemara, Kol Chayvei Tvilo, so all time that someone is obligated to go to a mikvah, like for Tumah and stuff, Tovlin Kedarkan, they're allowed to go into the mikvah like usual, Bein B'Tisha B'Av, Bein B'Yom HaKippurim, whether it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. Nowadays, we don't paskin like this. We don't allow someone to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, because we don't really have Tvila Bizmana. We assume that it's not exactly at the right time, because we have these extra chumras, and since we have these extra chumras, so we're never going to let anyone go into the mikvahs on those days. But practically, La Halacha Midin, so if you have a regular mikvah night or a tefillah that needs to be done, you can even go on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur when bathing is going to be a problem. So B'mai, so ask the Gemara, in what kind of water are they allowed to immerse themselves? If you're going to tell me it's with hot water, tefillah b'chamin mi'ika, could we really say that you could do it with hot water? Shuvin ninu. It wouldn't be possible, because bathing in hot water, doing mikvah in hot water, that's going to be ma'im shuvin. That's going to disqualify a mikvah if it's drawn from a vessel. That could potentially be an issue. El alav bitzonin. Rather, the brisa is referring to going in cold water. In a shachrin alo. And still, what this brisa was telling us is that if it's someone who is a chayiv to go into the mikvah, then they're allowed to go in. But anyone else who just wants to bathe, you're not going to be allowed to go in. And we said that when it comes to cold water, still it's going to be a problem unless you have a mitzvah or you have a chayiv to go into the mikvah. So this seems to show us that Rav Chista is right, that even when it comes to public fast days, hot water is going to be a problem, but cold water is going to be okay. So answer the Gemara, that's not going to be a proof, because Amar Rav Chana Bar Katina, lo nitzracha el lachamei tveria. No, the only reason why we needed to say this idea of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and to teach us that only obligatory immersions are going to be allowed, it's because of Chamei Tveria, the hot springs, which are considered a valid mikvah. Even though the water is hot, it's going to be totally fine. And therefore, what we're saying is that you're allowed to go into those waters if it's a time when you're chayiv to go into the mikvah. But otherwise, anyone else is only allowed to wash themselves with cold water. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, if this is true, that we're only talking of Chamei Tveria over here, Ema Seifa, look at the end part of this braisa, which supports Rav Chista's ruling. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Skan HaKohanim, Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu La'abed Alav Tvila, that it makes sense for us to go and get rid of one day of a tefillah, pamachas pashana, once a year. Just don't go into the mikvah on Tisha B'Av because of the Beis HaMikdash. V'amar pitzonin mutter. But if you're going to tell me that washing with cold water is really going to be okay, yirchatz pitzonin, then let him just go into the cold water mikvah. Meaning, If we're saying that the whole thing is all about Chamei Tveri, and that's the only thing that's going to be a problem, but if you want to go into cold water, that's going to be okay, then why would Rabbi Chanina Sgan Kohanim say that you can't go into the mikveh, even on Tisha B'Av? Okay, that might be true for hot water, but for cold water, we should allow the person to go in. So in the Gemara, Amar Papa Ba'asra D'lo Shchiach Tzoni. Now, we're talking about a place where you are unable to find cold water, and you can only find the Chamei Tveri. So this is a bit of a stretch in order to make it work and to fit into the text, but that's what we would have to answer. So what comes out is that the Tanakhama permits going into the mikveh in hot Chamei Tveria for the fulfillment of a mitzvah, whereas Rabbi Chanina would say this is going to be a problem because we're afraid of the kavod for Tisha B'Av. But both agree that if you were to wash yourself in cold water during the time of Avel, during the time of mourning, then that would be okay. And the only reason why we're saying that you can't do that in this situation is because cold water doesn't exist in this place. It's really only a place of hot water. So now comes the Gemara with another proof against Rav Chista. Again, Rav Chista is the one who we based our whole Amud on that said when it's because of Avel and you can never go in any water, when it's because of Tanug and you can only not go in hot water. So Tashma comes in here, proof. Kisha Amru Asar B'Malacha, when the Chachamim said that you're not allowed to do work, Malacha, on a public fast. They lo Amru El Bayom. They only said this about daytime. Aval B'Layla Mutter, but at night, it's going to be okay. You could work the night before. Kisha Amru Asar B'Niyas Asana, when they said that you're not allowed to wear shoes on a public fast, they lo Amru El Bayir Aval B'Derech Mutter. You're not allowed to do it in the city, but you are allowed to do it while you're traveling on the road. Hakei Tzatzah, so how could this be done? Yotei L'Derech Noel, when someone's going on the road, you put the shoes on. Nichnas L'Yerecho, it's when you come into the city, you remove the shoes. Now the Brisa continues. Kisha Amru Asar B'Rechit, and when they said that you're not allowed to wash yourself, lo amru ela kol gufa. They only said that this is true if you're going to be washing your whole body. That's going to be an issue. Panav yada v'raglav mutter. But if you're just washing your hands, feet, and face, that's going to be okay. V'cheinata motzei b'minuda uve'evel. And the same thing applies to those who have been excommunicated and to those who are in avelos. So comes the Gemara and analyzes Brisa. My, what is this referring to when we said that it's the same thing would apply to an avel? Lava, kulu, is it not talking about all of these things? And what we see is that even when you're in avel, when you're out of mourning, you're still allowed to go and wash your hands, feet, and face. And continues the Gemara, uve may askinan, and what type of water are we talking about? Ilema b'cham, and if you're going to tell me that we're talking about hot water, that you're only allowed to do hands, feet, and face, panav yada v'ragav misharu, are you really allowed to go and wash your hands, feet, and face of an avelos, of a mourner, v'hamar of sheshes, avel asher lo shid be'etzba'o b'chamin, where Rav Sheshes says that a mourner is forbidden to even put his finger in hot water, el lav b'tzonin, rather the Brisa must be talking about tzonin. And what comes out from this is we said that all of these halachos are going to be true on a public fast day as well as an avelos. And what we see is that even on a public fast day, you're only allowed to wash your hands, feet, and face with cold water, but you're not allowed to do a full body wash with the cold water, which is against Rav Chista, who said that on a public fast day, you would be allowed to go and do a full body wash on that day. So answering one low, this is not a good comparison because we all know Mechamin, really the Brisa was talking about hot water. To Kakashalach, and you're going to ask me this question to reconcile Rav Sheshes' statement that you're not allowed to have even the small finger of a mourner in hot water. And when it said that the same thing's going to apply to a mourner, that was talking about the rest of the stuff, but not talking about the actual bathing. So what comes out is when it comes to the bathing, of course the full body is going to be allowed. When it comes to cold water, the only time you'd be allowed to wash the hands, feet, and face, that's talking about hot water. But when it's cold water, then you can really wash your entire body. So that's why it's not a proof against Rav Chista. Comes going on with another challenge against Rav Chista on his position against an avel not being able to wash at all. So Tashma coming here, approved Amar Rabbi Abaha Kohen Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. Maisa, there was once a story of Mesu Banav Shel Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina. There were the sons of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina died, v'rachatz b'tzonin kol shiva, and Rabbi Yossi washed himself with cold water the entire shiva. So this seems to very much go against Rav Chista, who said that you're not allowed to wash your body at all when it comes to Avel. So answer Gemara, no, it's a different case over there, because Hasam kisha takfuhu avalav hava. It's a situation where, unfortunately, he had two shivas right after one another, meaning one kid died 7 days, another kid died, he had to sit two shivas right one after the other. And therefore, there are extra kulas that we apply in that situation. The Tani, because of Tana Brisa, Tachfu, Aval of Zachar, if someone has to sit shiva multiple times in a row, Hichbitzar, or make it wasar, so if his hair becomes really long and heavy, then he's allowed to lighten it, he's allowed to cut a little bit, Mechavis, Ksuso, B'mayim, and he's allowed to launder his garments in water. So what we see is there are extra kulas over there, so that's why he was able to wash himself probably even with hot water. The reason he did it with cold water is to go and change something up in that way. So that's why it was different. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista goes and elaborates on this cool over here. Besar, when we say that you're allowed to do it, you could do it with the razor of a lobe and misbrayim, but not with scissors, but mayim, and you can launder your clothes with water, veloboneser velochob, and not with dirt or sand. So we see that there's certain kulas that would exist in that situation, so that's why it's going to be different. So this is not a proof against Rav Chista at all. So we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Again, this is all about bathing on public fast days and during Avelos, the statement of Rav Chista. This is Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.